स्वागतम् सर्वेभ्यः अस्मिन् वर्गे अस्मिन् मङ्गलवासरस्य तृतीयवर्गे सेशन् टु अस्ति सेशन् टु अत्र संशयः देयर सीम्स् टु बी अ स्माल् व्हाट यू कॉल इट कन्फ्यूजन हियर Yeah, Sumitra, again. There seems to be a small confusion regarding the sessions. Tuesday session, 8:30 p.m., Janaki Ji will be taking, and the session is 8:30 Indian IST, 8:30 to 10. This session is, session number is session 2. You will be getting announcements for sessions. You would in the beginning you would have registered for a session, for one session. That will be your primary session. You would have registered for a session, like you will attend this session. You would have said that. One minute, I will mute all of you so that you can hear me better. Right. So what will happen is you would be receiving intimations probably 24 hours before the class on Monday night or something Indian time. You would be receiving an intimation saying this. So you would be receiving an intimation for that class which for which you have you are registered, which is your for Tuesday for all of you. It will be session 2, but you will be receiving intimation for various classes which is simultaneously happening. You can surely attend those classes other than your primary class. You are most welcome to attend any or any number of classes, but your primary class is your that class you have to attend, and after that you find time, you surely can attend any number of classes. This is one part of the confusion which I really wanted to clarify. Then so your class is Tuesday class. In that one day the day before the class you will get the class as announcement. Then immediately after the class, maybe within a day, your recording of the classes will be uploaded. Now you can click the link, hear the class, whatever the homework, hear the class again and again, and do the homework and all. So I think I'm clear now. While sending the announcement of the class yesterday, I had sent the shloka attachment as well, and Subhashita paper a separate attachment, because each day we would be adding, each class we would be adding one Subhashitas with their meaning. I will be adding one Subhashita, right? So any confusion so far? Okay. If so, you can unmute and say, otherwise I'll continue. Fine. So no confusion. Right. We will go with the class now. So in the beginning, as I said, for the first few classes, I'm using English language to communicate. Maybe after a few classes, after some 6-7 classes, 8-9 classes, I will switch on to Sanskritam. Because in the beginning, initially it will be really, since we are not seeing each other, our communication is only through audio, it will be better if I use a common language. Then over the weeks, you will be better in understanding Sanskritam, then we can switch on to Sanskritam. Fine. This is the second part which I wanted to clarify. That's it so far from my side. If you all have anything to say, you can ask me through the class or at the end of the class. Fine. So please take the shloka which says at the beginning. Shloka at the beginning. Beginning of the session. Right? I will recite now. From next class onwards, I will ask anybody from the class to tell. सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा. A quick, what do you call, punaravartanam, a quick punaravartanam means a revision of whatever happened in the first two classes. Asmakam parichayaha abhavat, mama nama janaki, bhavataha nama kim, mama nama Ramaha, mama nama Govindaha, mama nama Pratapaha, mama nama Shivarajaha, mama nama Bhavataha nama kim, mama nama Bhavatyaha nama kim, भवत्याः नाम किम्, मम नाम सीता, मम नाम वैदेही, मम नाम मिथिला, मम नाम मैथिली, मम नाम गंगा, मम नाम भवत्याः नाम किम्. दूरे अस्ति कथं वदामः, सः समीपे अस्ति, एषः, अहं मन्दिरे अस्मि, ऐ एम् इन् द टेम्पल्, मन्दिरे अस्मि. एकः लघु बालकः आगच्छति, a small boy comes, stands near me, मम समीपे तिष्ठति. अहं वदामि एषः बालकः. अहं पृच्छामि, ऐ आस्क् हिम्, भवतः नाम किम्. सः वदति, मम नाम रामः, सः वदति. अहं वदामि, मम पुत्री अस्ति, अहं वदामि एषः रामः, रामः गच्छति, रामः गच्छति, मम पुत्रः आगच्छति, रामः गच्छति, सः दूरं गच्छति, मम पुत्रः आगच्छति. पुत्री वदति, एकः बालकः देर् वास् वन् बायर्, मम पुत्रः पृच्छति, मै सन् आस्क् वेर् इस् ही, ऐ से सः रामः, हिस् देर्, हि स्टार्टिङ्ग् समवेर् देर्, सः रामः, एषः सः, एषा मम समीपे अस्ति, एषा मम पुत्री, एषा सा मम माता, अहं मन्दिरं गच्छामि, ऐ गो टु अ टेम्पल्, अहं मन्दिरं गच्छामि. तत्र देवी अस्ति, लक्ष्मीः अस्ति. अहं वदामि, सा देवी, मन्दिरे एकं मित्रम् आगच्छति, samyak shunvantu. Hear carefully. Mitram, even if it is a male, female, it is only mitram. You cannot change the gender. You cannot change the gender. Mitraha, if you use, it is only for sun. Sun, suryaha. Only that is called mitraha. So nowhere you change the lingam. If my mitra, my mitram nama maitili, my mitra nama maitili, I will say sa mama mitram. No, eta mama mitram maitili bhavatu. Mama anya eka mitram asti ramah. Eta mama mitram ramah. Eta mama mitram iti aham vadami. Aham kadachit api mitra mitraha iti na vadami. Mitram eva sarvatra. Astu. Idanim mama mitram agachiti. Mama mitrasya nama maitili asti. Mama mitram agachiti. Mitram prachati. Esha ka. Mama samipe mama putri asti. Sa prachati. Esha ka. Aham vadami, esha mama putri, esha mama putri, sa devi, esha mama putri. Idani. Atra etavat paryanta vayam krutavantaha. So far, I think only till this we did. Now, a quick look into the aksharas. Aksharas. A quick look, in the sense I tried to open my video. I don't know, I'm unable to do that here and in my laptop. So what I'll do is I'll just say by the next class I will get the my record this one ready. By for the time being I'll just say please. Though I think it is only Sumitra Bhagini, Rakshita Bhagini, Chitra Bhagini. All the others know the Lipi. You all know the Sanskrit letters. Sumitra Bhagini, Rakshita Bhagini, you said you don't know, right? Can you please unmute and say? Rakshita Bhagini? Sumitra Bhagini? Oh. Are you all able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear.
I'm okay. Priya here. I can hear you, but I also don't know that.
You don't know the Lipi. No problem. We'll be doing. But I just wanted to know who are all there. Chitra Bhagini is there. Priya Bhagini is there. Sumitra Bhagini?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You also need to know the letters, right?
Yes.
Okay. Rakshita Bhagini, are you there? Anybody else?
I know. This is Manju. I know.
Manju Bhagini, you know. Okay, fine. Anybody else who wants to know the letters? Okay, what I thought was, I'll tell in the class as well as Chitra Bhagini and Rakshita Bhagini said, but I think she's unable to unmute herself, I don't know. Sumitra Bhagini, Priya Bhagini, please form a group in WhatsApp so that we can go. I think the rest all know the letters?
Yes.
Okay, the rest all are okay with letters. Okay, we'll be doing a little in the class. But I think we will do so that you can hear what you can see what I'm saying, how I'm writing. I think all the four of us can form a group. I think the five of us, Priyaji, Sumitraji, Chitraji, I think it's Rakshita, I don't know if Rakshita says, all the others are okay with the class, so okay with the letters. So what you all do is just form make a WhatsApp group so that we can do the letters there. Fine. Now, Sanskrite, we have Swaraksharam, Vyanjanaksharam, Swaraksharani, Aksharani. The word says Naksharam. they are not destroyed. Aksharam, naksharam. They cannot be destroyed. Why they cannot be destroyed? How? We write, we can rub, fine. But in the air, you, as you all know, Vedas are what? Vedas are Vedas were not written. They were seen in the atmosphere by the Tapman rishis. So they are called the rishis. Or, yeah. Anybody wants to say anything?
Apaurusheya Veda.
Yeah, apaurusheya. Huh? Vedas are apaurusheya. Huh? Okay. I think I'm getting the echo myself. Right. Just a minute. Happens is they are apaurusheya, so the rishis are called mantra drashtarah, seers. Rishis are called seers of what? Mantras. So it is there. So aksharam is supposed to be that one which doesn't get destroyed. Aksharam. Samskrite swaraksharani santi vyanjanaksharani santi. Swaraksharani vyanjanaksharani swaram swayam rajate. A swaram is supposed to be a vowel. In English it is vowel. So a swaram can go by itself. A swaraksharam can go by itself. Swayam rajate iti swara. The word suggests, as I said, Sanskritam, the word will say the quality. That's it. Sanskritam, that is a what do you call that? That is a very surprising element of Sanskritam, and that is very wonderful element of Sanskritam. The word will say, the word will talk about the quality of whatever we are saying. If a swaram iti swikurmaha chet, if we say, take swaram, word suggests swayam rajate. It can go by itself, like a. It doesn't need anything else to support a. A, I, E, U, U, R, R, R. Then, Ye. In Tamil Bhasha, in Tamil Bhasha Yantu, Ye, E, Asti, Samskrite, Ye, Eva Asti. Ye, Na Asti, Samskrite. Ye, I, Wo. Au, aha. These are all swaraksharams. Vyanjanaksharam, vyanjanam. Vyanjanam is supposed to be that which goes with something else. It cannot be separately, it will be separately, but it cannot separately, it cannot shine. It needs the support of swaraksharam. For example, if you take in Tamil, it is uyir eluthu, mey eluthu, uyir mey eluthu, we say. The same way here, alpha, and in Angila Bhasha, kim vadamaha, vowels and consonants. Now, these are all vyanjanam or consonants. Vyanjanam. Vyanjanam, we use the term vyanjanam for when we eat the vegetables part, the cooked vegetables, raw vegetables, the whatever, the koot, whatever. Those things are called vyanjanam. Vyanjanam. Because that cannot be your main dish. Your main dish, you eat that with something else. Vyanjyate iti vyanjanam. It has to be supported by something else. It cannot go by itself. Hmm? Like swaras. Swaras can swayam rajate. They have the capacity to rule themselves. Whereas vyanjanam should be mixed with something else. So if we, for example, we always say kha, kha. There, ik is only there. A is a vowel which we take and we pronounce as kha. So vyanjanaksharam. Vyanjanaksharam, in vyanjanam we have five groups. Then 8 separate letters. So on the whole, it will be 25. We have 5 groups of 5 each. For example, Kavargaha. We have Ka. Ha, ka should be Mahaprana. Ka. Ka. Ga is Alpaprana. Ga. Ing. Ka. Ka. Ga. Gha. Ing. Cha. Cha. Chavargaha. Cha. Cha. Ja. Jha. Ny. Then. Ta. Ta. Da. Ra. Na. Tavargaha. Tavargaha. Ta. Tha. Da. Dha. Na. Murdanya nakaraha. You have to, this is, the Tavargaha is, the Tavargaha comes, the Tavargaha, you use your dantas. The Tavargaha, you use your dantas. Ta. Your teeth is getting used there. Whereas, for Murdhanya, Tavargaha, that na should be used as ana, ana. You don't use the teeth. What you use there? Ana. Your tongue should touch the middle of your what do you call that palate, you touch the middle of that, so it is called na, na. Be careful with the pronunciation. Ta 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 da ra na. Then ta tha da dha na. Here it is na. Then, pa, as I said, in Sanskritam, it is not fa, fa, as in Hindi, fal, Hindi. Sanskritam, it is pa, 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 ba, bha, ma. Then you have ya, ra, la, ba, sha, sha, sa, ha, sha, sha. Sha is also again, first sha is sha, little maha, then sha, that is not the, this sha is supposed to be your danta, then you have murdhanya, murdhanya is supposed to be your touching the middle of your tongue and the, not the teeth, so sha, then you have sa, this is your dantya. Sa, Saraswati sa, then you have ha, sha, sha, sa, ha, that's it. Then you have some samyuktaksharam. Samyuktaksharam we never take in Sanskritam, but somewhere they are taught. Samyuktaksharam is supposed to be that aksharam where two consonants are joined without a vowel in between. For example, you take ik and isha, sha, murdhanya sha, that becomes ksha, kshama, ik, ish, then one a. So ik and ish, between them you don't get a vowel. So this is called ksha, kshama. Then you have nya, nyanam, nya. There you have a and a ja, ij, ij you have. That is called nya. Then you have it and ir. Itra, a, tra. Tranam, trayate, trata. All these things. Now, these are all the aksharams. How do we go about the swaraksharam? First is a. Very simple. Write a 31. 3. Then, very near to it, write a 1. From the stomach of the, 3, you write 2 ulta C's, right? For 3, you write 2 ulta C's. You write 2 ulta C's. Then from the middle of the 2 C's, middle of the 2 C's, like 1 C and 1 ulta C and another ulta C, from the middle, draw a Shayana column connecting the horizontal line. Shayana Rekha is supposed to be a horizontal line. Rekha, line, Shayana, horizontal. Vertical is called Rekha, Shayana Rekha is horizontal line. Right? So, you draw a horizontal line connecting the one. This becomes your A. On top of the one, just put a small shy on top of the one, only on top of one. 31 you have written. You have connected the middle of the two ulta C's to the one. Then you put a small shine rake on top of the one. You get A. Then A, same way, 3-1-1. Then you draw in between this two ulta C's from that to the first one, just like A. Then the next A, it just stays as it is. But now, on top of the two ones, like 3-1-1, 3 and the first one is connected with the horizontal line. Then on top of the two ones, just draw a shine rekha, horizontal line. This becomes your A. A. E is a 1. Underneath the 1, just write S. Okay? Underneath the 1, from the 1, write an S. S. Then what you do is, hope you all know the walking stick, right? You all know the walking stick. Now, what you do is, from the bottom of the S, from the S bottom, just put a walking stick. You have written the S, and the down part, when the S comes in a, like the C, then a ulta C, and the ulta C bottom, you just connect it and put a walking stick. That is your E. Right, and on top of the one underneath the one you have a S. On top of the one, put a Shayana Rekha. This is your E. Okay, E. Then E. Very simple. The same E you write here. A vertical line underneath one underneath that S. Then one walking stick. Then Shayana Rekha on top. On top of the Shayana Rekha, just put a C. Okay? From this one, you are put a horizontal line. From the end of that one, you just put a, after putting the Shayana Rekha horizontal line on top of the one, just put a C. That is your E. O. Very simple. Just a small 3. That's it. O. Ooh, ooh, you write a 3, on top of it put a horizontal line, Shayana Rekha. Then ooh, this write ooh, a 3. Then from the 3, just put a curved, very little, with a little curve, write the C. Not C, maybe a small letter N, that will be your ooh. Okay, ooh. A 3 for A. From the middle of that, you drew a horizontal line. For U, what you have to do is just put a small letter N, you put there. That will be your U. Then R. Write 1. Then on the, like after writing the one, on the left side of the one, there will be two parts for the one. One on the right side, one on the left side. In the left side of the one, write a greater than sign. Right? Greater than sign, greater than, smaller than, V. Write a greater than sign. So you will have a one and a greater than sign. From then on the right side, write a small. You write it in italics and you write cursive writing. You have a S. In cursive writing, you have a S, right? Write that S. write that S. That will be your R. Write the cursive writing F. You take a cookie type of thing. Then you write the cursive. Hope you all know the cursive writing S. Anyways, I will send you the printout. I thought I'll be able to access my video. So I thought I'll show you. I'll write and show you. Now, since that is that wasn't working, so I'm just orally saying I'm so sorry for this. But please, anyways, I will show you in your. I'll write down and send you the printout. Fine. Now, you have a 1. Then on the left side of the 1, you have a greater than sign. And then on the right side, you just, from the greater than sign, from the tip of that, you just on the right side, you put a cursive writing S. And then on top of the 1, put a horizontal reka. That will be your R. Okay? Then for R, you have a R also. The same way, 1, greater than sign. Then you have a cursive writing S. Underneath, put another cursive writing S. Then put another or a small C. That should be fine for your R, right? You have a cursive writing. Then you have a C underneath. That will be your R. Then you have a R. R is there, but it's not not used nowadays. Anyways, that will be your La, like your M, a small letter M. Then from the M, not from the middle of the two N's, you don't do. From the end of the M, just write 1. And, from the end of the M, just put a 1 on top. 1 on top. Then put a horizontal line. That will be your horizontal line. Then underneath that, you put a C. From the 1, you will have a small letter M. Then from the M, you draw upwards 1 once. Then on top of the 1, put a shiner reka. Then underneath the 1, underneath the 1, put a C. That will be your R, okay, which is not in use nowadays. Then you have a A. A. How do you do a A? You put 2, 11. You write 11. On top of it, put a reka. Then from the first to 1, just put a slanting line from the first one, just underneath the first one, just extend it in a slanting way. Write 11, on top of it write, draw a shiner reka, horizontal, it will be like a pi, right? You will have a pi sign, right? After the pi, once you get the pi, from the first, you are writing, so from in the left one, underneath the left one, what you do is just put a small shiner, slanting line, not a horizontal, a just slant. That will be your A. Okay? Then for I, the same A, on top of the shiner reka, just put a walking stick, a slanting walking stick, like a little kumbu. You call it in Tamil, it's a kumbu. So just like put a small slanting sort of walking stick. Okay? That will be your I. Then you have a O. For O, you have to have right A. 3, 1, 1. Join the first two, three and 1 with the in between horizontal line. Then on top of 2 1s, put a horizontal line. Then you will have the same walking stick. From the second one, 3, 1, 1, the second one. Not the one near the 3, but the one far away from the 3. Just on top of it, put a walking stick. That will be your O. How? It will be nothing. You'll have the same A. Instead of one walking stick, put 2 walking sticks. That will be your AU. Right? AU. So, on top of the shayana reka horizontal line, on top of the 1, you will have a horizontal line. On top of the horizontal line, you will have a dot. That will be your then aha will be your a very write a and near to the write two dots. That is your aha. Aha will be two dots. So this is the Swaraksharas. Just practice this. Listen to the recording. Practice this. I think it should be very easy. Then next week we can go with the Kakaga. Right? Okay. Now, as far as today's lesson is concerned, let's open the Abhyasa Pustakam and we are doing the we have to do, we are here, right? Tat Kim Tat Etat Pustakam. Okay, right? We are in page number 3, right? We are in page number 3, isn't it? Can, okay. Okay, we are in page 3, right?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Okay, so, the first one is Manju, right? Okay, I will put you all in mute mode. Once I ask, please open. Yeah.
Yeah, anything? Excuse me, this is Priya here. Sorry to interrupt you. Did you try clicking the lens type of icon that is near the mute button on the top of the screen, because that says screen sharing?
Lens type of thing, where ma?
Where is like a search, for search there is an image like a lens, right? So in our screen, in conference call on top, there is a lens. If we click that, it says the host has to, it is to be for the host for screen sharing. So I thought...
Okay, you need the book, you want me to share the book?
No, no, the letters you were teaching so far, for that you can share your screen. You said you are going to figure it out later, right?
No, I what I thought was, I was planning to use my board. So
okay.
I wanted my video to be on.
Okay, okay.
Right? I couldn't do that. So for sharing, anyways, I will share in the next class. I have to type. I have kept my board near me. I thought I'll use my blackboard. That only I couldn't do. No worries.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Next week it will be better.
Yeah.
I'll figure out how to use my video so that it will be easy if I say and write instead of using here. Okay. I'll figure out both the things. I'll figure out. No worries.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
No problem. Let me try here. Okay. Fine. You all have your Abhyasa Pustakam with you, right? So, Manju Bhagini, last week we started with the Etat Pustakam. We'll finish that exercise, then we can go ahead, right? Okay. Manju Bhagini, you have to say the first two.
Etat Pustakam.
एतत् पुस्तकं तत् गृहम् उत्तमम् अग्रे नेक्स्ट् वन् किम् अस्ति एकनिमिषं मम पुस्तकं अत्र अस्ति छत्रं फलं मञ्जु भगिनि
एतत् छत्रं तत् फलम्
उत्तमम् एतत् छत्रं तत् फलम् उत्तमम् अग्रे चित्रा भगिनी प्लीज् अन्म्यूट् योर्सेल्फ् भगिनी से द नेक्स्ट् वन् चित्रा भगिनी यु आर् एबल् टु हियर् मी चित्रा भगिनी आर् यु एबल् टु हियर् मी Okay. Varsha Bhagini?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm able to hear you.
Yes. Etat pushpam tat krishna phalam.
Krishna phalam, krishna phalakam.
Krishna phalakam. Etat upanetram. Tat duradarshanam.
Uttama. Etat upanetram tat duradarshanam. Okay. Agre. The next one is Maiti Chitra Bhagini. Chitra Bhagini. You are able to hear me? Okay, I think you are speaking, but I'm not able to hear you. Fine. This was Varsha, right? Maitili Bhagini.
Yeah.
You can answer. I'll give you a word. Just a minute.
Okay.
Parnam. Instead of chatram, take parnam. And instead of phalam, take vastram.
Etat parnam, tat right. Vastram. Tat vastram.
Then instead of pushpam, take abharanam. Instead of krishna phalakam, take aushadam.
Etat abharanam, tat aushadam.
Uttamam. Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
Agre. Ekanimisham. Agre. Maitli Bhagini.
Excuse me. What is Parnam?
Parnam is?
Leaf.
Leaf.
Okay.
Parnam is leaf. Who is this?
Sumitra.
Sorry.
Sumitra Bhagini. You have to answer now. Chitra okay. Bhagini, are you able to hear me? Okay, fine. Sumitra Bhagini, you answer this. Parnam, just a small thing attached to that. I don't think that if we ask questions, that's all. The class gets, it goes somewhere else. But Aparna is one word in Lalita Sahasranamam. It's a very wonderful word. Aparna. Aparna. So, it suggests that Parvati Devi, she used to meditate without even having a leaf. Like you meditate taking jalam, you meditate, you do tapas for days together without water, without other. She was doing without, leaf. So, Aparna, that is one meaning. The another meaning is Rinam. Apar Rinam. She makes the Rinam. You can use it. See, that is the magic of Sanskritam. Parna. Parna. Apa Rinam. Aparnam. It bhavati. Apa Rinam ityukte. Kadan in Tamil. Like you lend somebody. They owe you something. They owe you, right? That is called Rinam. In Sanskritam. So, Aparnanam, if you meditate, there was one Bhakta, what he did was, he meditated upon this one word, Aparna, 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 whatever he owed to the government, he got relieved from that. I mean, because he used that money for a good cause. And when the Raja came to ask, he was meditating upon this word, Aparna, 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 of Lord Lalitambikai. He got relief from his water debt he had. He was relieved from the debt. It's supposed to be a story. So, Parnam is supposed to be leaf, right? Okay. Now, Sumitra Bhagini. Sumitra Bhagini, you can take Tilakam and Dwaram. Tilakam and Dwaram. Instead of Chatram, take Tilakam. Yeah. Instead of Phalam, take Dwaram.
Etat Tilakam, Tat Dwaram.
Uttama. Instead of Pushpam, take Kankanam. Kankanam, bangle. Instead of Krishna Palakam, take Kankatam, Tam, Kankatam. It is the first the Kankatam, which is called comb. Kankatam.
Etat Kankanam, Tat Kankatam.
Uttama. etat kankanam tat kankatam. Okay.
Before yes. that, like you said, parnam is leaf. What is patram? That is also leaf, right?
Leaf, and for a paper also you'd say patram.
Oh, okay.
Okay, patram is also a leaf. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, Gita, it is there. So that is also synonym for leaf. But patram also means a paper, right?
Okay. Okay. Dhanyavad.
Okay. Dhanyavad. Prema Bhagini. Namaste, Prema Bhagini. Are you able to hear me, Prema Bhagini? Prema Bhagini? Namaste. Okay, Prema Bhagini is not able to hear me, I think. Then, anybody else here? Whom I have to...
Can you hear me?
Kamala?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Rakshi. Rakshita.
Rakshita Bhagini, you are... Okay, I'm able to hear you, Rakshita Bhagini.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Sorry, my phone wasn't working earlier.
Oh, yes. No. You want to tell the answers now?
Yes, please.
Fine. Instead of chatram, take penakam. Penakam is supposed to be soap, right? Any soap. Penakam.
Okay.
Penakam. Instead of phalam, take kandukam, a ball. Kandukam.
Okay. Etat penakam tat kandukam.
Uttama. Etat penakam tat kandukam. Instead of pushpam, take... you can take vyajanam, vyajanam and upanetram. Instead of Krishna Palakam, take upanetram.
Okay. Etat vyajanam.
Right.
Is that vessel?
Yeah. Absolutely correct.
Etat upanetram.
Yes. You have to be very careful, like for all. Vyanjanam is different. Vyajanam is different. Vyajanam is fan. Vyanjanam, just between the vya and the ja, if you put a inch, that changes the meaning. That will be either for a consonant or for a raw vegetable the cooked vegetables, the side dishes which we use. That is called vyanjanam. Be careful with that. Right.
Next. Priya here.
Priya Bhagini, you can do the next. Instead of chatram, take vahanam. Instead of phalam, take vimanam.
Etat vahanam, tat vimanam.
Uttama. Instead of pushpam, take sanganakam. Sa-ing-ga-na-kam. Sanganakam, computer. Instead of Krishna palakam, take karavyajanam. Hand fan. Karavyajanam.
Etat sanganakam.
Right.
Karagajanam.
Uttamam. Agre, kopi asti va? Those who haven't
Kamala?
Answered. Kamala Bhagini. Yes, Bhagini. Instead of chakram, take chakram. 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 Wheel chakram. Then instead of phalam, take sutram. Sutram is supposed to be for aphorism as well as for a thread. Thread is also called sutra.
Etat chakram tat sutram.
Uttama. Then take pushpam, mishrakam. Take for pushpam, mishrakam, mixi. Mishrana yantram, mixi, mishrakam. Prashitakam, shitana yantram. Prashitakam is supposed to be for fridge. Fridge prashitakam, mishrakam for mixi. You start.
Etat mishrakam, tat prashitakam.
Uttamam, Bhagini. Anybody else? who hasn't answered till now? Sumitra Bhagini. Krishna Bhagini, have you answered? Krishna Veni Bhagini? Krishna Veni Bhagini, have you answered it?
Yes, yes.
Namaste. Krishna Bhagini, have you answered? Pardon, I'm not able to hear you.
I can hear.
Ah, you can hear, but have you answered?
Oh, I didn't answer till now.
Okay, then this one is for you. Instead of pushpam, take mukham, mukham, mukham. Instead of Krishna palakam, take nayanam. Mukham and nayanam. Mukham.
Nayanam.
Uttama. Instead of upanetram, take karavastram, handkerchief. Karavastram. And instead of Krishna palakam, take yutakam, shirt. Karavastram and yutakam. Uttamam, yutakam, uttamam. Astu, dhanyavada vahini. Anybody else who hasn't done till now? Chitra Bhagini, I'm not able to hear you, Bhagini. Are you there? Okay, fine.
So what is the word for fridge? You said prashi?
Prashitakam.
Prashitakam. Thank you.
Prashitakam, mishrakam, prashitakam, peshanayantram, grinder. Peshanayantram, grinder. We will look into it. Sanganakam, computer. Sanganaka. Sa, ing, ka, ka, ga, ing, ga, third ga, ka, ka, ga, ga, na, na, tower ga, na, kam, sanganakam is supposed to be for computer. Right? So, we are done with saha, eshaha, tath, and all. Now, let's go to this. Same way, eshaha saha, eshaha balakaha, eshaha kaha, eshaha kaha, eshaha balakaha, eshaha kaha, eshaha vriddhaha, eshaha kaha. Who is he? Eshaha kaha, eshaha mayuraha, eshaha kaha, eshaha govindaha, eshaha kaha, eshaha shishuhu, shishu, a small baby, shishuhu, esha ka, esha Sita, esha ka, esha mahila, lady, mahila, lalana, supposed to be for ladies, a woman, mahila, lalana, stri, then we have angana, lalana, mahila, for strees, then esha ka, saka, sa, devi, sahakaha, saha, vahana chalakaha, vahana chalakaha, a driver, vahana chalakaha, sahakaha, saha, sauchikaha, tailor, saha, sauchikaha, astu, idani, atra, agre, gachamaha, atra va am am va am va iti bhavati sah balakaha va va, if you say it can be for a question, it can also be for an option. श्वः वा परश्वः वा आगच्छति. सः श्वः वा परश्वः वा आगच्छति. श्वः टुमारो परश्वः डे आफ्टर् टुमारो अद्य टुडे अद्य श्वः परश्वः अद्य मङ्गलवासरः अद्य मङ्गलवासरः अद्य मङ्गलवासरः वा आम् अद्य मङ्गलवासरः मङ्गलवासरः. अगेन् द नेम्स् आफ् द days, I mean, in a week, the names of the day, there also you have so many things attached, right? You have for Tuesday, it says Mangala Vasaraha, Mangala, Mangala Graham, you all know, Mangala Graham, Mangala Graham, planet, Mangala Graham, Angarakaha, Mangalaha, Mangala Graha, Mars, right? Then you have for Budhavasaraha, Shvaha Budhavasaraha, Buddha, Buddha, for Buddha you have another name, usually when we do all the pujas, that is called Saumyavasaraha, Saumya, why it is called Saumyavasaraha, why it is called Saumyavasaraha, because Buddha is supposed to be the son of Soma, right? Moon's son. So he's called Saumyavasaraha. The same way Bhumiputra is Mangala. So we call that Bhaumavasaraha. Bhumi, Bhauma. Soma, Saumya. The connectivity, just by looking into the word, you will know, as I always say. So, it is Soma Vasaraha or Indu Vasaraha for Monday. For Tuesday, it is Mangala Vasaraha, Bhauma Vasaraha. Bhauma, Bhumi, related to Bhumi, Bhauma Vasaraha. That's why we even now we say, now we say, but the Shastram has been saying all along that just like we can live in Bhumi, we can live in Mars too. And the sand in Mars, wait a minute, there seems to be a disturbance. I will mute all. 1 minute. I'll mute all. What a mission. Okay. So, Bhauma, it is called Bhauma Vasaraha. And the mud, in long back, it has been said in Shastram that the mud in the Mars is the red. That's why even now we use red color for Angaraka. Mars is supposed to be Angaraka, Angaraka. So, we use red color. The mud there is reddish in color. This is a very in a very old Shastram it has been said. Now they are finding out. Fine. So it is called Mars. I mean Mangala Vasara is supposed to be the Bhauma Vasara. For Buddha it is Buddha is the son of Soma Indran. Chandraha. So he's called the Buddha Vasara is supposed to be the Saumya Vasaraha. Saumya Vasaraha. Then the Saumya Vasaraha. Then you have Guru Vasaraha or Brihaspati. Brihaspati is supposed to be the Deva Guru. So Brihaspati Vasaraha or Guru Vasaraha. Then we have Bhrigu Vasaraha. Bhrigu, Bhrigu, Bhrigu Putri Bhargavi Lakshmi. That is Shukravasaraha. Shukravasaraha, we say Bhriguvasaraha. Bhrigu, Bhargavi, Lakshmi. That's why we always say Shukravasara is supposed to be very Mangala Dhayaka. Kimartam Chet Bhargavi, Lakshmiaha, Vasaraha, Bhriguvasaraha. Then we have Sthiravasaraha. स्थिरवासरः शनैश्चरः शनैश्चरः स्थिरवासरः द Saturn is supposed to be walks very slowly and wherever he goes he stays for some time, so that vasara is called sthiravasarah, sthiravasarah, and it is not shani vasarah, it is he is not called shani, he is called shanaischarah, shanaischarah, so it is better to say as sthiravasarah. So adhya mangala, adhya bhauma vasarah, shvaha, shvaha saumya vasarah, budha vasarah, parashvaha guru vasarah, brihaspati vasarah, it is vasarah, vasarah, parashvaha brihaspati vasarah, guru vasarah, adhya bhauma vasarah, hyaha, hyaha yesterday, hyaha indu vasarah, hyaha indu vasarah, parakhyaha, parakhyaha day before yesterday, ravi vasarah, भानुवासरः, रवि भानु, रविवासरः, भानुवासरः, अद्य ह्यः परह्यः, प्रपरह्यः, प्रपरह्यः स्थिरवासरः, अद्य अद्य भौमवासरः, श्वः श्वः टुमारो, सौम्यवासरः, परश्वः परश्वः गुरुवासरः, प्रपरश्वः भृगुवासरः, प्रपरश्वः भृगुवासरः, अद्य बुधवासरः वा, अद्य बुधवासरः वा, न अद्य बुधवासरः न, अद्य भौमवासरः, अद्य भौमवासरः वा, आम् अद्य भौमवासरः. इदानीम् अत्र पुटसङ्ख्या अस्ति, पुट पेज् नम्बर् 4 इन् अभ्यासपुस्तकम् अभ्यासः अस्ति 1. प्रथमाध्यायस्य द्वितीयाभ्यासे ई ई अस्ति, पश्यतु एक शय एक 1 तदान अद्य अधः एक एस् देन् वन् स्माल् वाकिङ्ग् स्टिक् लैक् कोकि देन् आन् टाप् आफ् इट् यु हाव् अ सी, सो दट् इस् ई रैट्. यु हाव् टु सी द उदाहरणम् एक्साम्पल् drishtva, after seeing, drishtva is supposed to be after seeing the example, vakyani sentences, likatu write, write the sentences after seeing the example, sa balika va, sa balika, अस्तु. इदानीं मञ्जु भगिनी, केन् यु प्लीज् से अन्म्यूट् यूर् सेल्फ् मञ्जु भगिनी. मञ्जु भगिनी, आर् यु एबल् टु अन्म्यूट्? रैट्, मञ्जु भगिनी, केन् यु से? Okay, Varsha Bhagini, Chitra Bhagini, are you able to say now? Are you able to hear me at least? Fine. Varsha Bhagini?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Manju or Varsha, who's that?
Varsha, Varsha.
Varsha Bhagini. Okay, Varsha Bhagini, can you go with the second one?
Yes. So, balaka, balakaha, va.
Hmm.
So should I say the continuation? Aam.
Aam.
Aham.
Are you?
Aham. So, balaka, va. So, balaka.
Saha. Saha balakaha. Saha balakaha va. Saha balakaha. Uttama. Agre. See, the pictures are there. You are answering according to the picture, right? Now that is dwaram. Dwaram is the entrance. Can you answer that, Manju Bhagini, Varsha Bhagini?
Yes. Etat dwaram va.
Uttama.
Dwaram. Etat dwaram.
Uttama. Etat dwaram va. Aam. Etat dwaram. Or tat dwaram va. Aam. Tat dwaram. Uttama. Dhanivada Bhagini. Agre.
Thank you. Dhanivada.
Varsha Maitri Bhagini. Do the next one, Bhagini.
Saha sainikaha va. Saha vaidyaha.
Uttama. Saha sainikaha va. Na saha vaidyaha. Uttamam. Agre. Agrimam api karotu, Bhagini.
Sa yuvatihi va. Na sa vriddha.
Uttamam. Sa yuvatihi va. Esha sa etkimapi bhavatu. Sa yuvatihi va. Na sa vritta. Thank you, Bhagini. Dhanyavada, Bhagini. Sumitra, Bhagini. Do the next one, Bhagini. Sumitra, Bhagini. Can you do the next one? Chitram.
Tat chitram va.
Uttamam.
Na tat yanam.
Lokayanam. Lokayanam is for bus. Right? Lokayanam. Tat chitram va. Na. Tat lokayanam. Uttama. Agre. Atra pashyatu. Nirmala iti dattam. Nirmala balika tatra eka chinnamasti. Yuvatihi iti chinne. Na iti chinnamasti. Ataha katam karaniyam. How you have to do that? There is a tick for balika. There is a wrong for yuvatihi. So, nirmala is a balika, not yuvatihi. Now, we have to do this. Nirmala balika va. Nirmala balika. Sa yuvatihi na. Or else, nirmala, you have to say two sentences. Like here, it is only one. But you can say two way. Like first one, Nirmala Balika Va. Nirmala Balika. Sa Yuvatihi Na. Or else, Nirmala Yuvatihi Va. Nirmala Na. Nirmal Na. Nirmala Yuvatihi Na. Sa Balika. Okay? Say this way. Sumitra Bhagini, do the just the one.
The first one. Nirmala itself.
Nirmala itself you can do.
Okay. Nirmala Balika va. Aam Nirmala Balika.
That one also. Sa
Yuvatihi na. Nirmala Yuvatihi va. Na. Nirmala Yuvatina. Right?
Yuvatina.
Sa Yuvatina.
Sa Balika.
No. Okay. Na Nirmala Balika.
Nirmala Uttama. Sa Balika. Dhanyavada Sumitra Bhagini. Krishna Bhagini. Can you unmute and please answer? Krishna Bhagini.
Yes.
Are you able to hear me, Bhagini?
Yes.
Okay, Bhagini, do the next one. Rohini Vaidyava. Krishna Bhagini, do the next one. Rohini.
Rohini
Vaidyava.
Aam Vaidyava.
वैद्याना रोहिणी रोहिणी वैद्या वा न रोहिणी वैद्या न सा विद्यार्थिनी अन्यथा एक यू कैन डू दिस क्वेश्चन इन अनदर वे कैन यू ट्राई दैट डू दैट मा रोहिणी विद्यार्थिनी वा आम सा वैद्या न उत्तमं भगिनी धन्यवादः कृष्णा भगिनी अग्रे प्रिया भगिनी कैन यू अनम्यूट योरसेल्फ प्लीज प्रिया भगिनी
यस
ओके ओके कैन यू टेक द नेक्स्ट वन भगिनी
यस सा महेशः महेशः विद्यार्थी वा सा महेशः विद्यार्थी वा आम आम महेशः विद्यार्थी
ओके वन मिनट स्मॉल क्लारिफिकेशन हियर जस्ट अ सेकंड भगिनी जस्ट अ सेकंड प्रिया भगिनी
ओके
टिल नाउ वी हैव बीन सीन if it is a e it will be a strilingam there are I also said for the beginning class we will take it like this like e will be strilingam this one word is a exception please underline rekankitam rekhanganam kurvantu underline that word is a pullinga word vidyarthi the strilingam will be vidyarthini for example you have a yogi yogi is a pullinga word the strilingam will be yogini right the same way tapasvi is a pullinga word the strilingam will be tapasvini right so vidyarthi is a pullinga word it will not be a visargam vidyarthi only and you have to say maheshah where do you use he where do you use he or she
girl
somewhere I saw it I left it there.
I think
it was for girl okay. yeah you use he or she where you use it when you have already introduced that person for example I say एषः रामः दिस् इस् राम नौ अगेन् ऐ विल् नाट् यूस् रामा सेस् दिस् ऐ विल् से ही सेस् द सेम् वे यू हेव् टु यूस् महेशः विद्यार्थी वा देर् यू डोण्ट् हेव् टु यूस् सः यू केन् जस्ट् स्ट्रेट् अवे से महेशः विद्यार्थी वा आम् सः विद्यार्थी सः वैद्यः न ओके वा प्रिया भगिनी
ओके ओके महेशः विद्यार्थी वा आम् वे विद्यार्थी
सः विद्यार्थी
आम् सः सः इस् हि हियर्
हि या या हा सॉरी एषः व्हाट एवर यू से
आम् सः विद्यार्थी सः वैद्य न
सः वैद्यः न वेन् द क्वेश्चन् इस् गेटिङ्ग् आन्सर्ड् लैक् ही इस् विद्यार्थी वा देर् यू केन् से न सः विद्यार्थी न बट् वेन् द क्वेश्चन् इस् नौ द क्वेश्चन् इस् ओवर् यू हेव् सेड् आम् देन् अगेन् फार् स्ट्रेस्सिङ्ग् युर् सेयिङ्ग् देर् यू केन् पुट् द न द एण्ड् रैट् You are getting my point? Like I'm asking you, are you a mother? Huh? You will say, aham mata. then for further stressing, aham balika na, you can say. If I say, are you a balika? Na, aham balika na, aham mata. Got it?
Okay, got it. And I have two more doubts. Can I ask now or later?
Yeah, you can.
What is for Sunday?
Sunday is Ravi Vasaraha or Bhanu Vasaraha.
Ravi Vasaraha or?
Bhanu Vasaraha.
Bhanu Vasaraha. And what is for Indu Vasaraha? It is other name for what? Which day?
So, Indu Vasaraha or Soma Vasaraha.
Oh, okay.
Soma is supposed to be
Monday.
The Chandran. Exactly.
Okay.
Moon. Monday, moon. Sun. Okay. Sunday, Surya. Okay. Ravi Vasaraha. Right.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome, ma. Who else? Priya Bhagini. Then it is Kamala Bhagini. Kamala Bhagini?
Namaste,
Bhagini.
Anantaha Shikshakaha Va. Anantaha Shikshakaha. Anantaha Lipikarakaha Na.
Uttama. Anantaha Lipikaraha Saha Lipikaraha Na. You can tell another question for this. How can you frame that question?
Anantaha Lipikaraha Va.
Uttama. Anantaha Lipikaraha Va.
Na Anantaha Shikshakaha.
Uttama. Na Anantaha Lipikaraha Na Saha Shikshakaha.
Saha Shikshakaha.
Uttama Bhagini. Danyavadaha. Agre Rakshita Bhagini.
Hello.
Can you unmute yourself? Rakshita Bhagini?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm able to. Now,
okay.
Do the next one, Bhagini. Devadattaha.
Okay. Devadattaha Nyayavadiva. Na. Devadattaha Nyayavadina. Sa. Saha.
Wait a minute. Uttankakaha.
Uttankakaha. Uttankakaha.
Right. Nyayavadi is supposed to be a lawyer. Uttankakaha is supposed to be a typist. Uttangam is typing. Uttankakaha is a typist.
Okay. Sa uttankakaha.
Right. Lipikaraha is supposed to be a clerk.
Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. I think I said all this. Balika, you all know. Yuvatihi is a young girl, youth. Then Vaidya is a lady doctor. Vidyarthini is a lady girl student. Vidyarthi is a boy student. Vaidyaha is a male doctor. Sikshakaha is a teacher. Lipikaraha is a clerk. Nyayavadi is a lawyer. Uttangakaha is a typist. Chitrakaraha is a painter. Arakshakaha is a police. Right? Policeman. Okay. Bhagini, do it. Rakshita, Rakshita Bhagini, right? Do the other way around.
Devadattaha Uttangakaha va. Devasaha Uttankarakaha. Uttankarakaha. Sa Nyayavadina.
Uttama. Saha Nyayavadina. Devadattaha Uttangakaha va. Saha Uttangakaha. Saha Nyayavadina. Thank you, Bhagini. Dhanyavadaha. Manju Bhagini.
I had to go in between and came back, so I'm not very confident, but I'll try.
Who's that?
Manju.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to. I had a call, so I had to go, and then I just came back, so I missed a bit, so I'm not very sure. Is that okay?
Okay, no problem, no problem.
I'm still listening. I'm still learning.
Okay, no worries, no worries. Manju Bagini, you don't worry about, just now I'm seeing all the messages. I was seeing only the Abhyasa Pustakam. Don't worry about anything. We are all in the beginning stage. So just keep doing it. What you have to do is, here, you have to, we are in the exercise 1.2U, right? 1.2U, where if there is a tick, that person, if Nirmala is Balika, there is a tick. So we say Nirmala is Balika, Sa Yuvatihi Na. That way we are putting a framing the question. Nirmala Balika Va. If you put a Va in that, it is a question. If for answering, you can say Aam Nirmala Balika. Nirmala Yuvatihi Va. Na Nirmala Yuvatihi Na. Sa Balika. Right? That way we are doing. Can you do for Nirmala itself? Can you do for Nirmala?
Nirmala Balika Va.
Right. Tick.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say?
Nirmala Aam Sa Saba.
Aam Sa Balika.
Na Yuvati.
Na Sa Yuvati hi Na. Sa Balika Na Yuvati hi. Absolutely fine. No worries.
Yeah, okay.
Can you do for Nagarajaha Bhagini? Manju Bhagini?
Nagarajaha Chitrakaraha Va Aam Arati.
Nagarajaha Chitrakaraha Na. Saha Arakshakaha Nagarajaha Chitrakaraha Va
Arakshakaha Arakshakaha.
Very good. When you have a line on top, you have to pronounce it Deerga. Like you have on top of A, you have a horizontal line. You have to pronounce it a little Deerga. Arakshakaha. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Astu.
I had a doubt there. Samatha. Arakshakaha means what?
Police.
Police, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And I had one other quick question. So for the Deerghas, wherever, like, you know, Nyayavadi, Vidyarthi. So Nyayavadi is like Napunsakalingam,
No. Nyayavadi is a Pullingam.
Okay. So first Vindlingam, what will it be? Sorry.
Pardon, Bhagini, I'm not able to understand your question.
For a female, for a male lawyer, it is Nyayavadi. So for a female lawyer,
it will be Nyayavadini. Nyayavadini. By the way, it's a quick question. My question to you all. In the word, I just want you to differentiate between a feminine gender and a masculine gender. Like you have a Nadi, you have a Nyayavadi. So Nadi is a Strilingam, Nyayavadi is a Pullingam. How do you differentiate? It's my, what do you call, a quick trip. Like Nyayavadi, you can make it out yourself that it has two words. One is Nyaya, one is Vada. Right? Whenever you find two words, and that is, you have a Deerga, it's just a quick tip. I will not say it will fit perfectly 100%. No, it is always 90%. This trick will work. Like, if you have two words, Vidya, Artha, Vidya and Artha, two words. So automatically Vidyarthi will be a E, though it is a E, it will be a Pullinga. The same way you have a Nyayavadi, you have a Nyaya and you have a Vada, two words. So Nyayavadi, E will be a Pullinga. And the Srilingam part of these types of words will have a Na. They will always be E. For example, for Vidyarthi is a Pullingam, Vidyarthini is a Srilingam, Nyayavadi is a Pullingam, Nyayavadini is a Srilingam. Okay, just a quick tip, that's it. You can try it out. We can try to use it for guessing things. Prema Bhagini, have you said the sentences? Are you done? Prema Bhagini, have you done? Have you answered the question of Amva, Nava? Okay. I think I'm not able to hear Prema Bhagini. Fine. Now, the same in the, since it is Am, Va and all, Va, I have a Subhashitam for this. A Subhashitam for this. We did Am, Va, right? Va, Va is, Va can be a question as well as for an option. Aham Shvahava Parashvahava Agachami. Saha Adhyava Shvahava Likati. He will write either today or tomorrow, right? So Va is an option. The same way we have a Subhashitam. Ayam Nija Visargam, then Para. So when Pa comes at the back and Visarga comes before that, the Visargam is pronounced as F. Ayam Nijaf Paro Veti Ganana Laghu Chetasam Udara Charitanam Tu Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. I am is supposed to be this person. I am this male. I am is a male. Iam is a Strilingam. I am this male person. This person. I am Nijaha. In Sanskritam, Nijaha means one's own self. I am Nijaha. This person is mine. Nijaha, mine. Paraha, paroveti, paraha, va. This person is mine or somebody else. Va, iti, ganana. This type of chintanam. This type of ganana means chintanam. Ganana, this type of chintanam. Who will think like this? Lagu chetasam. Those who have a small heart. Those who are not generous, those who have small heart, they will think, this is mine, this is not mine, this is somebody else. These type of thinking will come for a small thinker, a small person who has a small heart. Udara charitanam tu, udara charitanam. For generous people. Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Vasudha, the bhumi, the entire bhumi. Vasudha eva, the entire bhumi only is, the entire bhumi itself is their family. Kutumbakam, vasudhaiva kutumbakam. I am nijas paro veti. Paro va iti. Paraha, nijaha va, paraha va iti. He is mine or somebody else, va. He is mine or somebody else. Or, for that you have using the va there. I am nijaf paro veti ganana lagu chetasam udara charitanam tu vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Right? A quick look into what we saw today. We saw the names of the week, the names of the days, in a week. Then we saw the words for today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Then we saw for yesterday, day before yesterday, the day before yesterday. We saw for all these things. Then adya, shvaha, parashvaha, praparashvaha, adya, hyaha, parahyaha, praparahyaha. Then we saw aam, na, amva, na va, na, na, aam. We saw all these things. Then we saw saha, eshaha. We saw last week. Today we saw tat, etat, tat dwaram, etat dwaram, etat vimanam. Then we saw a subhashitam with the word va in it. So that's it for today. Any doubts? I'll finish the class, then you can ask me the doubts if you have any. And then we saw the letters a a e e u u r r a i o au ammaha. We saw the swarakshara, right? That's all we saw for today. I'll finish the class. The mantra: sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kashchit dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Shubharatrihi.
Bhagini, I have one question.
Yes, Bhagini, you can go ahead.
Yeah, just one thing was...
I will stop the recording. 1 minute, I'll stop the recording. Then we can go for the question sessions.